Have you ever felt forced to choose between being creative or analytical? This false dichotomy shapes everything from education to career paths, limiting our understanding of human potential. In The Poetry and Music of Science, Tom McLeish demolishes the artificial boundary between scientific inquiry and artistic expression, revealing their shared creative core. When we associate words like inspiration and passion exclusively with art, while relegating experiment and hypothesis to science, we miss a profound truth. Both domains engage in imposing order on chaos, seeking patterns and meaning in our world. This artificial division doesn't just limit our theoretical understanding, it has practical consequences. Children who might excel in science are steered away because they see themselves as creative types, while the full richness of human experience becomes compartmentalized. Yet when artists and scientists engage in honest conversation, the overlap in their creative processes becomes strikingly apparent. Both thrive within constraints, a sonnet's 14 lines, a symphony's structure, a painting's frame, or the boundaries of natural laws, finding freedom within limitations. Einstein noted that formulating the right question often matters more than solving known problems. Both scientists and artists experience barren periods followed by seemingly mystical breakthroughs, like Shakespeare's Sonnet 100, where he summons his absent muse while creating the very art he claims needs her presence. While science traditionally emphasizes methodology over imagination, figures from Galileo to Newton demonstrate how well-timed questions spark revolutionary progress. From ancient texts like the Book of Job to modern research, humanity's engagement with nature's mysteries has enriched both scientific and literary narratives. Breakthrough ideas often emerge during unrelated activities, while showering, walking, or drifting to sleep. Henry James found that simple activities, like walking London streets, transformed fleeting observations into rich narratives. These germs of stories mirror scientific discovery, where curiosity leads to unexpected insights. Like seeds, ideas mature through both conscious and unconscious reflection. I see what you mean isn't just a figure of speech. It reveals how deeply visual thinking underpins understanding. Einstein once remarked that his thought processes were primarily visual and only later translated into words and mathematical symbols. Our brains don't passively receive visual information, but actively construct perceptions, projecting meaning onto what we see. Remember those optical illusions where static images appear to move? That's your creative mind at work. In scientific creativity, visual metaphor is key to understanding complex ideas. Carl Friedrich Gauss emphasized that geometry relies fundamentally on intuition rather than logic alone. Einstein's theory of relativity emerged from visual contradictions he imagined about the nature of light. Mathematical physics parallels artistic creation in fascinating ways. Both involve choosing certain parameters and excluding others, creating representations that capture essential features while necessarily simplifying reality. Medieval thinkers understood this connection between vision and understanding. Gregory of Nyssa emphasized the mind's power to see beyond appearances, transforming visual perception into deeper wisdom. Contemporary collaborations between scientists and artists further illuminate these connections. At the University of Leeds, discussions between physicists and artists revealed striking parallels in their creative processes. Both navigate from abstract concepts to material experiments through cycles of rejection, refinement, and resolution. The dialogue between mathematician Roger Penrose and novelist Ben Okri reveals striking parallels between mathematical precision and narrative structure. Okri's iterative rewriting process mirrors the scientific quest for authenticity, with both fields working within constraints to uncover truth. During the Enlightenment, fiction and science emerged as complementary pursuits. The novel served as both companion and imaginative counterweight to scientific endeavor, creating landscapes where rationality found narrative expression. This synergy flourished in centers of commerce, weaving networks of discourse that enriched both literary and scientific thinking. Isaac Newton's interests extended beyond physics into theology and alchemy, emphasizing a vitalist metaphysics where matter contained life. John Milton's Paradise Lost echoed this worldview, echoing living exchanges between celestial bodies. Both figures challenged orthodox views, demonstrating the deep connections between literature and science. Moments of illumination often arrive as sudden breakthroughs. For James, characters would eventually reveal their own stories, developing seemingly independent personalities. Yet he cautioned against rushing these insights, much like the scientific method's emphasis on letting evidence guide conclusions rather than forcing data to fit theories.
Have you ever been moved to tears by music? Mathematicians experience similar emotional responses to elegant proofs. Both fields evoke deep feelings through abstract patterns. When mathematician Andrew Wiles resolved Fermat's last theorem, his joy mirrored the profound emotional impact of artistic discovery. Medieval thinkers placed music in the quadrivium alongside astronomy, geometry, and arithmetic, viewing it as an ordering force of cosmic harmony rather than mere art. Augustine explored this in De Musica, examining how rhythm and numbers intertwine in human understanding. Robert Schumann exemplified this fusion of constraint and creativity, crafting revolutionary compositions in just one decade. His work, born amid personal struggles, demonstrated how both mathematics and music share a fundamental quality, finding beauty within boundaries.
David Hume challenged Enlightenment thinking by positioning reason as subordinate to passion in scientific discovery, a view now backed by modern research. This interplay of emotion and rationality is evident in Nobel laureate Leo Isaki's work on electron tunneling, where published results show logical progression while personal accounts reveal an emotional journey of curiosity and persistence. François Jacob's concept of day science, methodical, public, and night science, intuitive, private, captures this duality perfectly. Einstein's thought experiments similarly combined logical reasoning with emotional investment in physical law's beauty. Scientists' personal connections to their work, including pride, jealousy, and wonder, fundamentally shape their inquiry, with breakthrough moments often experienced as graceful gifts rather than pure deduction. Medieval philosopher Robert Grosseteste illuminated this dynamic by exploring the relationship between desire, affectus, and reason, aspectus. He compared a researcher's passion to an archer's aim, both requiring focused dedication, demonstrating how emotional investment drives sustained intellectual pursuit. The artificial divide between scientific and artistic creativity limits our understanding of human potential. These capacities naturally coexist and strengthen each other, calling for more holistic approaches to education and innovation. Children shouldn't be forced to choose between being scientific or creative. From medieval quests for divine knowledge to modern scientific inquiry, humanity has sought to understand nature's mysteries. Marie Curie's call to understand rather than fear reflects this enduring drive, while biblical wisdom, especially in Job, speaks to the shared human and divine capacity for insight. Today's global challenges demand both analytical rigor and imaginative solutions. The poetry in science and the precision in art aren't mere metaphors. They're essential elements of both disciplines. The greatest scientists have been artists at heart, while profound artists embody scientific observation. By embracing this unified view of creativity, we honor our full human potential and open new pathways for discovery. Our most pressing challenges require not fragmented specialization, but the integrated power of our complete creative capacity.